This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. Those other talk show hosts, most of them want to charge you for accessing their website, and we do it for free at freetalklive.com. Now, I said we were going to talk coming up this hour a little bit more about the last call that we'd had, which was sort of discussing capitalism and regulation and Walmart and big companies and all that. And we'll get to that, but we've got calls who've held patiently through the news break, so they deserve to get on the air here. Let's go to the phones and talk to, it is RB in Miami, listening on WFTL. Hey, RB.
Hey, this is kind of about regulation. I want to get your take on this. Well, after listening to you for a while, I think I know what it is. My pet peeve is this click-it-or-ticket stuff that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got a ticket for this about 6 months ago, and now the Department of Transportation is running a real, real heavy TV and radio campaign down here.
Yep. No, they're doing it nationwide. It's nationwide.
Well, you know, the offensive thing about this is the tone of the spots, they say, you will be caught. And, you know, my liberal friends always are complaining about the Patriot Act and how we're getting our phones tapped. And, you know, I would hope that if I'm talking to a terrorist suspect in Afghanistan that somebody's tapping my phone. But, damn it, I will decide for myself whether or not to fasten my seatbelt.
You know, I have to agree with you in 100%. I mean, you know, it's not about safety because if they were trying to save lives, maybe in the aggregate you might save a life or two. I don't know, depending on the size of the sample of people you take. But there are people that die because they were wearing their seatbelts. So if the mandatory law went in place, that law kills people too, right?
Well, I'm not even taking that argument. I think there's a safety factor. Lives will be saved by it. But I'm telling you that when I get in my car and I see a cop car, I have such a, you know, I did some work where I worked with the police and with their community affairs officer, and I was involved with the Citizens Police Academy. And when I got this ticket, I went to the cop station in the town I lived in. I said, you know, why are you pissing off people like me? You know, I mean, this is, you want people like me on your side. And,
well, apparently the cops want to, you know, they want people to hate them, I guess.
Now the cops, it's the legislators who pass these silly laws.
And the cops who enforce them.
Well,
what did they say to you, by the way?
What do you mean?
Well, when you asked them, why are they trying to tick you off, what did they say?
Well, that's a long story. I almost got, you know, I should have stopped when I was ahead. But, you know, what kills me is that I stood there and I watched them. It was kind of a speed trap. Not a speed trap, but, you know, they were staked out at a place where they catch people.
Right.
And what killed me is these people are so docile, and they just take these tickets, and just like there's nothing to it, and then they'll scream about something else. I don't know, Bush Light, Bush Stupid, whatever they're on their rant about. But
try not to get too frustrated at it. I mean, most people in America are unprincipled. They don't even have any idea what principles are all about. They have their pet issues that they care about and then other issues they don't care about. I mean, I try to defend freedom on every single issue every single time, and some people don't understand that. They don't understand, well, Ian, you don't have a ball in this in the ring. You don't have any cards in this game. But I do. It's freedom. It's liberty. Anytime anybody's freedom is threatened, then I'm going to stand up for it, because I would hope that those same people would stand up for my freedoms if they were threatened. So, you know, give them a pass. That people are just unprincipled.
Well, you know, I had dinner with a liberal couple for saying, well, it's for your own good. We're trying to protect everybody, yada, yada. And so I brought up all the ridiculous arguments I hear on some of their things, and I said, well, it's a man's right to his body, you know, what he puts on his body, and I said, you know, it's my reproductive rights. I said, I might be thrown through the windshield and have a vasectomy.
Very good. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800
man's right to choose.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, you know, people just aren't principled. They're inevitably going to favor some government intervention on some issues, and they're going to be against government intervention on other issues. And in fact, that last caller there, RB in Miami, is a fine example of that. Now, I didn't hold his feet to the flames just because we've got other calls to get to, but, you know, he said that he's okay with the government monitoring his phone calls. But he doesn't want the government telling him what to wear in his
car.
He
only said that he was okay with it if he was calling a terrorist in Afghanistan.
Whatever.
But the thing is how does the government know if you're talking to a terrorist in Afghanistan or not? Or if you're just talking to Aunt Mildred, who happens to be over in Germany. They don't know.
Right. So the fact is, he's okay with government involvement in his life to some extent, or in some areas, but against it in others. And the thing is, what I would like to see happen is more Americans just becoming against government involvement in their lives at all. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. Somebody just brought up a false stereotype here in New Hampshire. It was traditionally promoted, according to information from the union leader, by big government politicians here in the state that hide behind immigrants. Hey, there's a big surprise. It happens on a state level as well.
What are you referring to?
Somebody said mass holes.
Mm.
People have been moving to New Hampshire and escaping Massachusetts for many, many years. I did so about 3.25 years ago. One of my best friends did so about, 25 or 30 years ago, and this is not uncommon. It's people who are fed up and came here, and there's politicians who vote for big government, and they used to have a thing where, and it's common in legislatures all around the country and on the national level, where they do votes where it's not recorded who voted which way. Limited government people here in New Hampshire, and one of those groups would be the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, have been holding these politicians' feet to the fire and saying, it's easy to blame other people who are moving in. How is your vote actually going? So now they do what is called a roll call vote. I don't think they do it on everything, but the roll call vote records how each person voted on each issue.
Mm-hmm.
When we do this, we can find out where the truth lies.
So you're pointing out it's not fair to call everybody from Massachusetts a masshole. That's what
not at all. I mean, you know me.
Sure.
So what do they call somebody from Massachusetts? I've asked this question. Nobody seems to give me an answer but that.
An immigrant. Hey,
there's no answer.
Before me, talking about the checkpoints, you guys probably have gone to the forum and seen, if you want to talk about activism and what goes on from the mass holes and other immigrants. I didn't happen to be available for this one, but the checkpoints, the sobriety, so-called sobriety checkpoints,
right,
are really trying to shake people down for anything they can find them on. Seatbelts is, I guess, a big issue with that national campaign, which we don't have in this state, but they do sobriety checkpoints, which is a false thing. It's just an excuse to stop people. But you've probably seen on NHFree.com, there were activists out this weekend, and they're probably out tonight, holding signs ahead of where the police are,
really,
warning folks, there's a checkpoint ahead. Checkpoint to me sounds like, doesn't that sound like what's going on in Iraq?
Well, it sounds like that. It sounds a little Nazi-esque. It sounds a little totalitarian.
Whatever happened to this country?
Well,
we're going to reclaim this here in New Hampshire. And people that are listening, some of you don't know about the Free State Project. One of the fellows that called, he said he had heard something.
Mm-hmm.
Find out about it. Go to nhfree.com. That's where the activists are hanging out.
Right.
Or freestateproject.org, which is kind of the umbrella organization.
You know, they
find
really
out
are.
What's going on and get your butt up here, man. If you believe in freedom, quit talking about it. Come on up and do something.
Man,
and
that's motivational.
No specific thing you have to do. Come up and do whatever you're comfortable with.
Exactly.
Hang
right.
Hang out for a little while before you get comfortable. You're going to meet people that it's going to be, you're going to leave family and friends behind. There'll be people unloading your truck when you move here if you request it.
Yeah, there's just a set of people here, a set of great activists. And, John, thank you for the call. Great one.
Thank you. Good night.
A set of great activists here, like John and the people that he mentioned who are out holding signs at these checkpoints. These are your friends in waiting. I mean, they're here in New Hampshire. They're of the same mindset as you. They want freedom. They want liberty, and they're willing to work for it.
And
you wouldn't want to be friends with people like
when
that.
When we moved here, we must have 10 people helping us to unload our truck for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and that's only because we gave them short notice.
Probably had more.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, we'll talk about capitalism, regulation, Walmart, and why it's not Walmart that you should be blaming for your business troubles, but instead the government. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas. May 25, 2007, gold 653 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $674.22, $332.70 for half, or $166.35 for quarter. That's $674.22, $332.70, and $166.35. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carsey's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them waiting for you for free online at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the Free State Project on the show tonight, and the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening in June, the 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. People like myself and Mark, we're going to be there broadcasting live on Saturday night. That's, I believe, the 23rd. And, of course, we'll be hanging out. I'm staying till Sunday. I don't know when you're leaving,
yeah.
Mark, but be hanging out all weekend there at Pork Fest. And great activists like John that you just heard from in New Hampshire. I'm sure he'll be in attendance as well. All kinds of interesting characters and people to pal around with and meet and travel with and tour the state and lots of neat things going on.
It's
shooting
a good
contest.
It's a good chance to see New Hampshire, meet a lot of the people that have moved here for the Free State Project, interested in freedom for New Hampshire, and, you know, have a good time.
Exactly right. So if you want to learn more, go to porkfest.com and get registered. That's PORCFEST.com. By the way, I want to welcome our second new affiliate of the night. It is WKMQ 1060 in Tupelo, Mississippi. So welcome. Wait, Mississippi. That's where Tupelo is.
Were you getting confused with Topeka, Kansas?
I don't know. But welcome aboard to all of our listeners in Mississippi on WKMQ. You're going to be getting at least an hour of the show every Saturday night. And from what I hear, there may be a chance we might be expanding that soon because we do a three-hour show on Saturday night. So hopefully we'll get you as many of them as we can. But you're going to notice that Free Talk Live is a little bit different from those other talk shows. 800-259-9231 as we go to the phones. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live. So let's go to Ellen on the amplifier line in New York. Hey, Ellen.
Hi, I'm so thrilled to talk to you guys. I listen to you all the time.
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I just returned from doing an OPH on the Commons in Ithaca.
Now, OPH stands for Operation Politically Homeless.
That is correct. This is my third year as the coordinator for this event.
Great.
And we have such a wonderful time. If people aren't doing it, I can't imagine why. You connect with so many people.
What is, for the listeners that are completely uninitiated, which are probably 99% of them, what is Operation Politically Homeless, Ellen?
Okay, it's just a short 10-question quiz, and all it does is try to get people to see where they might be on the political spectrum. There's not really a Republican or Democrat. It's where you believe with your freedom, either economic or personal freedom. And, of course, in my town, there's a lot of people that believe in personal freedom, but they don't really believe in economic freedom.
Right.
In fact, they don't know the difference between corporatism and capitalism. They get it really conflated.
Understandable. And so you were actually at Ithaca College, was it?
Ithaca, New York.
Right. Oh, so you weren't doing it on the college campus?
No, I'm doing it on the Commons.
Oh, okay.
Ithaca Commons. And we have a lot of people. We're looking for other people that are freedom-minded. And this year we've kind of focused on promoting Free Talk Live and advocates for self-government and getting them, if they are liberty-minded, trying to find a place for them to listen to people that are also freedom-minded.
Great.
And I am looking forward to meeting you guys. We've already registered for Porkfest, and we're going.
Very cool.
In fact, I'm also joined the Free State Project.
Congratulations. Awesome. When did you do that?
About a year ago.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So when is your target date for moving to New Hampshire?
Next year.
Oh, so you're first 1,000 then.
Well, I didn't actually join that because I couldn't promise it.
I see.
I've lived in Ithaca since 1954, and it's just going to take me a little longer probably to leave.
Well, there are a lot of people, I think, that weren't able to sign the first 1,000 pledge that might just make it within the first 1,000 time frame. For those that don't know, the first 1,000 are going to be the first 1,000 activists that move into New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. People like Ellen and myself and Mark, we've already moved. Ellen's coming here within the next couple of years.
My son and his significant other signed up for the first 1,000.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. And by the way, how did your Operation Politically Homeless go? What was the percentage of respondents that turned out to be libertarian?
Quite a few. Of course, the first respondent was the Ithaca police. They had to take the quiz.
Sometimes it's hard to get the police to take the quiz because
they actually love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really strange.
You should ask everyone because people like to know about themselves.
Do you find?
She had no clue as to where she fell, and of course, her score was 20-0.
Yeah,
she's authoritarian.
Right. I find that the cops, when you get them to take the quiz, the world's smallest political quiz, that they either score hardcore authoritarian or they score hardcore libertarian.
There's lots of libertarians in the police departments.
I've given out thousands of quizzes. not to cops, but just thousands in general. And of the cops that have responded, I don't think I've ever seen a cop turn out to be a centrist or a liberal or a conservative. Don't think I've ever seen it.
I have seen some centrists, but they're mostly statists. We have a lot of liberals, of course.
Sure.
But so many of them are left-leaning, libertarian-leaning liberals. So.
That's because a lot of people really do value freedom, and they just don't know that there's actually a movement out there that also does. And from what I've seen and my experiences doing Operation Politically Homeless, it doesn't matter what event I'm at. I could be at a gun show where a good significant portion, I mean, where it's very rare to find someone who's a self-described liberal, or I could be at a gay and lesbian pride fest, which is sort of the opposite of the spectrum. Not to say that gay and lesbians don't own guns, there certainly are plenty that do, but just generally the crowd that's at that sort of an event. It doesn't matter where I'm at. It could be a specific interest event, or it could be a general interest event like a county fair. It seems like there are usually about 35 to 40% of the respondents who will score as libertarian on the world's smallest political quiz, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, well, I usually have about half and half. About half of my people are libertarian, and the other half are liberals in my area.
Yep.
Very, very few in any other spectrum.
Ellen, hey, keep up the good work, and thank you for the call. We look forward to seeing you at Porkfest. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. By the way, Operation Politically Homeless isn't the quiz itself. It's Operation Politically Homeless is where you utilize the world's smallest political quiz, which is a quick 10-question quiz that once you answer the questions, you can determine where you're at as far as she mentioned, the political spectrum. But Operation Politically Homeless is where you take that quiz out to the public at an event like a gun show or like a, you know, just going out to the commons and setting up a table. Anywhere where there are people around, you set up a table and you administer this quiz to people, and then you give them their score and you give them a little something to take home with them, or maybe sell them a brochure or something like that. And then you have a large diamond chart where you can chart each person's results that they got on the quiz. So at the end of the day, you can take a look at that chart and literally count up the dots on the chart and say, okay, well, you know, this percentage were conservatives and this percentage were authoritarians or statists. And it's really a neat little outreach event because it's a great way to get the message of liberty into the hands of the average American citizen who normally doesn't encounter it. And a lot of people are shocked and surprised that they actually are libertarians and they didn't even know it. And you come across a lot of people that don't even know what libertarian means.
No.
But yet they are libertarians. And so it really can be an eye-opener for people. And if you want to learn more about that, you should go to theadvocates.org because they're the creators of the Operation Politically Homeless. More on the way about regulation and the government. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That includes the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com to check it out and change it. You can edit it just like anyone else can. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. It's not just for wealthy people. They'll show you how to keep your assets at KeepYourAssets.net.
All right. So we last hour, we got into a conversation that I don't think we really quite expounded on enough. And I want to revisit some of the concepts. One of our callers was basically suggesting that it's Walmart's fault that he can't go and open his own business.
Or large corporations in general.
Right.
You know,
but he was singling out Walmart because they're the biggest.
It's too difficult for small business people to compete in the arena against large businesses, is sort of the contention.
And that much is true. It is difficult for small businesses to compete against the bigger businesses. And the reason for that isn't because those businesses are so big they're hard to compete against. In fact, that's not the case. In many cases, as businesses get bigger, they become more and more bureaucratic and therefore actually a little bit easier to compete against, at least in some ways. While Walmart may be able to have the buying power that a small mom-and-pop business can't get, it doesn't have the ability to provide service in the way that a mom-and-pop business can. And there are other ways that a mom-and-pop can customize itself that Walmart just can't do. It's, you know, Walmart's a big corporation. They have to do things a certain way. Each store can't really be very much different from every other store. And so there are certain restrictions that come with the territory of being a big company. But the real issue is the government and the regulations that it creates. And the regulations that in many cases the big businesses are asking for.
Right. Believe it or not, the regulations help the big businesses because they're already up and running, and they have all these these regulations. They aren't going to harm them as much
Exactly. And it can be any sort of regulation, from the minimum wage to environmental regulations. What happens is the industry, the existing businesses, mostly big businesses, but even in localities, even with local regulations, small mom-and-pop businesses can do the same thing. They get together and they lobby government for new regulations that you would say to yourself, well, why would they want these regulations placed upon them? It's just going to make their business costs go up. It's just going to be more difficult for them to do business. Well, they can handle it. They've got teams of lawyers that can easily implement whatever new rules and regs are imposed upon them. But they know that the new guy on the block probably doesn't have those teams of lawyers, that he doesn't have enough experience. He doesn't have as much time at doing the business that they do, and he won't be able to, if he doesn't have enough money, he won't be able to jump through all the hoops the government puts up for him. And so by passing all of these regulations, they actually insulate themselves in the business that they're in. They make it obscenely difficult for new players to get into the market. Like, for instance, in the oil business, very heavily regulated, very difficult to get into. I don't think you can build a new refinery.
Not in America, no.
So it's totally protectionist. And the same thing with power plants. You can't build nuclear power plants in America either. Completely protectionist for the existing businesses. These existing businesses want to rest on their laurels. They don't want to have to compete. They don't want competition in the game. And so they use the government, they use the power of the state to keep the competition out. But it's not just Walmart. As I said, it's also local small businesses. Small businessmen don't want competition either. And so they get together and they form regulatory boards or advisory boards that come up with new laws and new rules and regs.
Well, don't forget the zoning rules that prevent people from opening businesses in their homes where the overhead's significantly lower, or zoning rules that prevent buildings being a combination of commercial and residential so that people can live above their businesses like they've done for hundreds of years in America.
Even the big businesses can fall victim to this protectionist game. Even Walmart, for instance, they've been looking recently into getting into the banking business. Now, you've seen banks in Walmarts before, perhaps, but they're never Walmart banks. They're usually some outlet of your local community bank or something like that. But they're never Walmart brand banks. They don't exist. Walmart would like that. They would like to have their own banks. But guess what? The existing banks in America rally together to prevent Walmart from getting into the banking business. Now, that's not very fair, is it? It's never fair whenever anybody passes regulations preventing people from doing something. But yet Walmart here is becoming the victim. So what happens is companies sort of take turns becoming victim and victimizer. And they utilize this tool, this government, this violent tool for their benefit if they possibly can. Inevitably, though, this violent tool gets turned around against them and is used against them. So it's sort of this cycle of violence we discussed earlier. Whether it's an uncle hitting his kids or a father hitting his kids and them hitting their kids down the line and so on, it works the same way when it comes to government and the rules and regulations right. They place on industry. One company gets a rule created for their industry, and then their competitor manages to get a rule passed that will somehow regulate the first company.
Now, it's back and forth. You use the term violence, and a lot of people won't understand this. But a rule is forcing someone to do something, otherwise they'll be reprised against by the government.
Right.
It's the same as, it's not violence if you let the bully just shove your head in the toilet. But if you try to fight against him, that's when the violence starts. That's when he's going to punch you in the stomach and knee you in the groin or whatever he's got to do.
Well, I would argue that it's still violent to force someone's head underwater. Whenever force is being utilized, it's violence.
Well, he's not forcing. And if you're letting him, he's not forcing. He's just pushing your head in the toilet.
Okay. I think that's force. But nonetheless, I understand your point. 800-259-9231. So please, don't blame Walmart. If you have a tough time going and opening your own business in this country, it's not Walmart's fault. It's the government. They're the ones that created the rules. They're the ones that created the inspections. They're the ones that created the bureaucracies that made all the hoops that you have to jump through, pay all the bribes to. Because that's what they are, the licensing fees. Fees is just a nice word for bribe. That's all this stuff is.
Right. It's graft and corruption on a very official level.
And by the way, capitalism can only exist in the absence of government regulation.
Mm-hmm.
If there are government regulations on any given industry, it is not a free market.
Right.
It is not there by definition not capitalism. It is some sort of regulated marketplace, some form of corporatism.
Fascism or mercantilism or something like
it's
that.
It's never capitalism unless the government is out of the picture. So I just want to make that clear. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Tom in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Good. A few things, actually. I mean, the Walmart thing that you've been talking about. I mean, I'd just like to say about the government regulations. Places like Walmart, insurance companies, banks, they have their own lawyers. The lawyers draft legislation. They submit the legislation to Congress, and those anti-American pro-congressmen vote to have this legislation that was written by those companies that want it. They enact it. And so, you know, as we all know, this government's not working for us. And it brings me to the point that I really called about, and that's about Ron Paul. We have one chance left, I believe, in this country, and I think most people who listen to Genesis Communications understand this. We have one chance left, and that's Ron Paul. If we don't get off our duffs and work for this man, and that means 2, 3, 4 hours a week, just 2, 3, 4 hours a week trying to do something for him, whether it's making flyers, whether it's calling radio stations, to get the word out how great this Ron Paul is. Here's a man that won't even accept his pension for Congress that he's entitled to.
Awesome.
He refuses. I'm sorry?
I said awesome. That's incredible.
He's an incredible human being. If you read about his history, people that couldn't afford to see him when he was a physician, he'd give the work away for free, or he'd tell them, well, pay me what you can.
Amazing. He's an amazing man. We definitely support him here on Free Talk Live, and thank you for the call, 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USSFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231. It is a show about your calls. You can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. We give them away, but we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some Free Talk Live merchandise at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and take a look at all of our neat products. We've got a lot of them that are brand new. They're in the pre-order phase. You can get your hands on the exclusive Free Talk Live multi-gadget. I say exclusive because we're only going to have 100 of these manufactured. And I know we've sold over 50% of them at this point. So get yourself on that train, because I'm grabbing two of them for myself, one for me, one for my girlfriend, because it's less than $60. It's a 2-gigabyte MP3 player. It is also a voice recorder. It is also a flash drive. It is also an FM tuner. And there are a few other features that they managed to pack in there. There's that. There's our new clothing, like the Free Talk Live hoodies. I know you're going to get the zippered style.
I do like a good zippered hoodie.
I'm going to be getting the pullover hoodie. There's two different styles of hoodies. There's also the Free Marketeer t-shirt, there's the Free Talk Live ladies tee, as well as the Free Talk Live bottle opener lighter combination. That and more. Oh, the Free Talk Live beanie, the brand new one. All of those and our older items, all right now, buy them at store.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
To the phone. It's Brian in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about free markets. One of the things that, you know, you look at the regulation locally, and like I said, locally within states and municipalities and within the United States. But I think the greater threat to our free markets actually resides outside our country. And when you look at countries like China and Japan, we don't have free trade, and we have huge deficits with these countries. And on the micro level, it seems you're more affected on a day-to-day basis by, you know, your choice of being able to go to Walmart or to the local store or what have you. But in the big picture, you look at the trade deficits we have with China. China doesn't even want to come to the table and talk about it. And I don't know how our country has slipped to the point where we have no leverage anymore. It seems at the bargaining table. And, you know, the bigger picture happening is that we're losing footing every day to other countries. And
what you're talking about is sort of this common concept that we, the United States, the red, white, and blue team, are at war or in competition with other countries, you know, the Chinese, the red team, or whatever you pick as the teams that we're going against. But if there's commerce being done in the United States by big businesses and they're making lots of money, what does it do for me?
Well, the prices for goods right now are very low.
Right, because Chinese imports are coming in.
And they are, and there's
that's
a lot
good for
going
me.
On. It is good for us. The there's a lot going on with currency, and one of the dangers right now, if you want to look at it as a danger, is China is sitting on about $1 trillion in currency.
Yes.
They're just holding out of the market. And
you know how we could stop that immediately? We could go ahead and change our monetary system over to a metal-backed currency system, and then that would solve that problem immediately.
The way it used to be.
They couldn't sink our currency, because currently our currency is backed by, they're threatening to make our currency worth exactly what it is, nothing. And,
that's how the
government has screwed the American people up to this point, and I don't trust that same government to go to the table with China to bargain for my best interest.
And you look at that, I mean, the war of the 21st century might not be a military one. It could be an economic one, and it could have a greater devastating reach than the most horrific nuclear war.
Right, because our politicians already screwed us. Like, the Chinese could screw us because our politicians already did.
Right.
And there's only one presidential candidate out there that proposes to get rid of the Federal Reserve and return us to a metal-backed monetary system, and that's Ron Paul.
That's true. By the way, there's not going to be an economic war. The war's already over. It's done. The government won back in 1913, was it?
1913.
They created the Federal Reserve.
There's been quite a few different losses in those battles along the way. But
the big loss was when the government took the metal backing away from the currency. There's no more war to be had. The game is over at this point, and the only way to win or to perhaps get back on track is to get the government out of the currency business. I mean, Mark's proposal is okay, and that is to have the government put metals back behind the currency, but the money system in America won't truly be safe until it's in the hands of the marketplace and not the government. And as far as other countries are concerned in the products and the services that they're offering, you should be able to trade with whatever country you want to. If you want to buy products from another country as a business person in America, that should be your prerogative and your choice. And if you want to do business in America instead, that should be your choice, and we should let the market decide. The government shouldn't have any say in who's doing what business with other countries around the world. Do you agree?
Up to the point of giving away military secrets, I was really upset when I found out that during the Clinton presidency, there were military secrets going to China. And what is that all about?
Well, there's been military secrets go to all kinds of different countries throughout the different regimes, the different presidencies we've had. And we'll find out later that George Bush sold us down the river to some other backwater country.
Yeah, it could maybe happen.
Hey,
it's happened with every other president.
If we didn't have a military that was so huge, then we wouldn't have as many military secrets to sell.
That's true. We're in a good position.
Thanks
guys,
for the call,
man.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line here.
I wanted to make a point about this metal-backed currency. You know, the dangers that China presents as far as, well, they own a bunch of our money and they could short-sell it or long-sell it or whatever and make our currency worth less than the international market and those kind of things. Well, the problem is that people don't even look at is starting in 1913 when the Federal Reserve was created and, fractional reserve lending was put into play, the American people have been screwed by the government all along. You know, the loss of value, a dollar is currently worth about 3% of what it was in 1913. It's lost 97% of its value. And
that's why your house keeps going up in value.
But a dollar in 1912 was backed by an ounce of gold. Now, an ounce of gold will probably buy about the same amount of loaves of bread and about the same amount of eggs, about the same amount of staples, you know, all the things that you wanted, as it did in 1913.
Yes.
Gold hasn't lost its value, but our currency has. And that loss in value that we're talking about, well, it's because of inflation. Inflation meaning they print more money and put it in into circulation. So when they print more money, they spend it at the current value of what a dollar is. That's what the government does. They spend it at its current value. And then they flood the market with dollars, and it makes all the dollars out there worth a little less.
Right,
and that's how we've lost all that value, and that's how the government has had this hidden artificial tax on the American people that they don't even know about.
Nope.
They've stolen 97% of our wealth.
You know, I hope Ron Paul is able to really get into detail in some of his interviews and and his appearances on television in regards to the Federal Reserve and help wake some Americans up to this. Because you're right, Mark. Inflation is the most insidious of all taxes.
It is.
At least with the property taxes, at least with income taxes, you've got some sort of paperwork that shows you what's going on. You have some idea exactly how much money you're losing. But with inflation, there's no way to calculate it, especially with the Federal Reserve no longer reporting some of the numbers that they used to report, like the N3 numbers. There's no real way to determine that when the government turns on those printing presses, as they do all the time to fund whatever programs they've come up with, when the government turns on those printing presses, there's no way to calculate how much value the money in your wallet just lost. But the fact is, it has been losing value every year, year after year. And that's why, because of inflation, you're seeing prices skyrocket all over the place. Gasoline, more expensive than ever. Housing, mm-hmm. more expensive than ever. A pack of gum, more expensive than ever.
I wonder why it is that all these prices have shot up about the same time that we've been fighting foreign wars since 9/11. I'll bet it's because they're printing a bunch of money in order to pay for all this stuff that they're doing.
They have to.
And they're flooding the market with these worthless greenbacks that are out there, and therefore making the ones that we have worth less, and the real property we have, like houses, that's real property, they go up in value, and it causes and gasoline is a real property too. It goes up in value and cost.
If you've got something like a house that has gone up in value, of course now mine has dropped back down, but if your house has gone up in value, you actually haven't gotten any extra value out of the house. It's just gone up in the number that it's worth,
right,
the number
it's like
of
a
dollars.
It's like a stock splitting, you know. They can call it a company worth 300 shares of stock or 600 shares of stock. It's just cutting the value in half.
Same thing with the Dow Jones. The 13,000 today isn't the same as what it would have been back in, 1930 or whatever. 800. Oh, wait, we're done. It's been Ian here with you. What am I talking about?
Man, Mark.
It is was the live Saturday show. We'll be back Monday night for the live Memorial Day edition. But you won't be here, Mark. It'll be me and Gardner Goldsmith. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.